following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. The games have begun, and I'll tell you what, man, amazing to watch the opening ceremonies, and a lot of, obviously, going to be watching some great competition going on with the Olympics in Rio. They've got their problems, that's for sure, but hopefully everything goes great. You can compete, you can have fun, and most importantly, nobody gets hurt, harmed in any way, shape, or form. But a lot of things going on in general in the sports world. Baseball coming down to it a little bit. NFL getting in full throttle with camps underway, the Hall of Fame yesterday. We have a game with the Packers and the Colts, so a lot going on in the sports world, Jeff.
Great to see Sandusky, Ohio's Orlando Pace make it down the road to Canton, played his high school and college careers in the state of Ohio, goes on with the Super Bowl for the Rams. And have you ever seen anyone rent Rochambeau to take a technical free throw shot?
Yeah, unbelievable the way it goes down for Team USA, man. They're just so dominant, a huge, huge win, and you know what? They're going to just continue their dominance. Anyway, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we're just getting warmed up. A lot happening in the sports world. We will be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We love the feel of the summer sun, but its heat and ultraviolet rays can punish our homes. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about protecting your home from the sun right after this.
Great-looking siding boosts curb appeal. Keep the appeal going with exterior trim that looks as good and has as much character as the siding around it. Royal S4S Conceal Trim keeps seams hidden, plus its true square edge means it installs as clean as it looks. Royal Envelope by Marianne Cusato Cellular PVC Door and Window Surrounds are true multitaskers, with four styles that are architecturally correct, easy to love, and easy to maintain. Learn more about Royal Trim and Moldings at royalbuildingproducts.com.
When you think about how much exposure a home has to sunlight, it's no wonder that it takes a toll. The sun's rays can make painted exterior surfaces bake and peel. Sunlight passes through windows, exposing the interior to ultraviolet rays and serious heat gain. And those UV rays fade and destroy fabrics and materials over time. For many homeowners, awnings are the perfect answer. By shading walls, windows, and patios, you can block up to 60% of the sun's heat and almost all of the damaging UV rays. The payoff is lower cooling bills, and inside fabrics and furnishings last a lot longer. There are basically two types of awnings, stationary and retractable, most of which are very reasonably priced and easy to install. And besides, the right awning can add a stylish accent to its appearance. I'm Danny Lippard with tips for today's homeowner.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. As we said, the Olympics are underway. Team USA basketball women's style at it right now against Senegal, and obviously not having much problems with them very early in the game, with a score of 20-5, just getting underway there in the first quarter. But like I said, man, the Olympics are in full throttle. I don't know what you enjoy most, but I truly enjoy watching the swimming. Like, that is my most favorite event to watch, Jeff. How about yourself?
I'm right there with you. Any of the races, any of the track and field, any of the swimming, it's all special to me. You know, the one thing that bothers me is the way that they do the opening ceremonies so that these swimmers can't appear with their countries on the big stage right at the beginning of the events. A lot of them do stick around, and a lot of them are part of the closing ceremonies. But it feels a little bit incomplete because swimming is such a highlighted event at these Summer Olympic Games.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I mean, it's funny because I was watching the other night, and I'm hearing, you know, you're seeing all this stuff on social media with how everything is going down with the Olympics, and then they did it in an interesting way, first and foremost, which was obviously in their native language. So we came out as Estados Unidos in the E's versus coming out in the U's. So I think it had a lot of people twisted as to how this was actually working out.
Well, especially for me, because I got there and they were on, you know, I got to a sports bar and they're on Israel. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'll stick around for the U's. And then they go from Uganda to Uruguay. I'm like, where the heck are we? But we were already on the infield.
Yeah.
It was a little bit, you know, the next best thing to seeing the Americans come out was watching the host country, Brazil, come out, because they're a fun people. And there's been so much noise about these games, and they are legitimate gripes. But to see these people coming out for their homeland in front of all their countrymen, you know, we wish these games were in Chicago so it could be us. But it was the next best thing to see in my own country come out, seeing the host country come out, and the sense of nationalism that exists around the world. We've seen it in Greece. We've seen it in China. And now we're seeing it in the country of Brazil down there in South America.
Look, bottom line is wherever you live in the world, you should enjoy, you should appreciate, you should cherish every moment. And this is one of those moments that obviously will definitely help Rio to build a lot of things for them. Hopefully, you would hope that they use the money that's going to be coming in from the games to help that country out in many different ways.
Yeah, have they not had a World Cup recently as well? So they understand that grand stage that they're on, but the Olympics are just a whole new level. I mean, you're talking about a 64-team soccer tournament versus, you know, hundreds of events, thousands of heats, and, you know, these people, you know, I think in the United States, we take a lot of it for granted. I think that once you get outside of the United States where there are no Super Bowls, there are no NBA titles, there is no BCS or college football playoff national championship. Sometimes this is it. Sometimes just every 4 years, these athletes get the opportunity. And you have to remember that there are some countries that are exclusive to the Summer Olympics. There are some countries that are exclusive to the Winter Olympics. So you have to appreciate the moments for what they are.
Hey, I just want to bring this breaking news. Alex Rodriguez has announced he's going to play in his final Major League Baseball game on Friday, August 12th. Obviously, it's been a rough year for A-Rod.
It's been a rough couple of years for A-Rod, and a lot of it's self-inflicted. You know, and it's really a shame that you look at the top of the leaderboards in our most cherished statistic in all of baseball, if not all of sports, and that's the home run. You know, he ends up a few short of 700, and I think that was the Yankees' plan to not let him eclipse history. You know, Barry Bonds is up there at the top, and you know, poor Hank Aaron, who never did a thing wrong. He's got these two guys that passed him that nobody in the baseball circles respect.
Yeah, I'm just this is probably something that is kind of overdue, and you've watched this guy kind of try to rekindle his career, try to get past certain things that have happened throughout his career. And obviously his body is worn down on him for several different reasons as well. And you're definitely seeing the signs of that from what has happened over the past couple of seasons for A-Rod.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I can remember, you know, and A-Rod's a few years older than I am, you know, in only a few years. So I remember him making his major league debut. It was the night that I took my first trip to Chicago and saw a game at Wrigley Field. So Alex Rodriguez's baseball career has kind of run parallel with my adult life. And to see it come to an end, so shamefully is just a travesty.
Interesting, though, the timing of it and where he's going to wind up finishing. Obviously, he'll have three more games to play at Fenway Park, and that'll be it for A-Rod.
Is there a true home for him? I mean, you know, I don't know if the Yankees are playing the Marlins this year at all, but there's no true home for him. I don't think that they really care about him in Seattle or in Texas, and they obviously don't care about him in the Bronx. I mean, just a could-be hero. I think that we're going to look back at Alex Rodriguez's career, the steroids allegations, and the bitter end with the New York Yankees and Hal Steinbrenner and everybody else up there. It's just a shame. I mean, he was just a heck of a baseball player, but he cheated. He tried to be a little bit better than he was, probably didn't need it, much like Barry Bonds, and he's going to get the Barry Bonds treatment. I don't know that we ever see this guy in the game again. I think that there's a better chance that we see Pete Rose in some role in Major League Baseball without Alex Rodriguez.
Look, guys, for sure, first ballot Hall of Fame talent. However, I don't know if he ever stands a chance of getting in based on a lot of what you just said.
Yeah, and that it's probably right in the end. Like, I don't think that Rose is, you know, I'm in disagreement with the consensus on Rose that he smeared the game. You know, I think that Alex Rodriguez just smeared the modern game. So all of this is the comeuppance for the little bit extra that he tried to do rather than just playing it on the level.
Yeah, pretty amazing, though. So the breaking news of A-Rod playing his final game on August 12th has finally come. And right, probably, like I said, a little bit overdue with how he has struggled over the past few seasons. Getting back to the Olympics, did you watch Team USA, man, at all?
A little bit. You know, when they're playing China, sans any, you know, real NBA talent, it's not going to be an entertaining watch. But to see these guys on the same floor, a couple of weeks of practice, you know, since Colangelo took over the business side of Team USA or USA basketball in general, both the men and women have dominated.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's remarkable. They're just so superior to these other guys out there on the floor. It's shocking, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and they had a lot of fun. You know, the Chinese were not taking it well, to say the least. And
I find something interesting here. So are teams trying not to lose by as many points as possible to the Team USA, because that's how they get, you know, how they get slotted for later on in the tournament. So it'll be interesting to see how teams kind of like stall with the ball toward the end of the game, and they don't want to lose by 50 some odd points to Team USA.
You never see a team down by double digits running the four corners play like you do in the Olympics ever since the Dream Team, really, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's kind of amazing. It's shocking. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they're getting humiliated out there, let's be honest. And you want that humility to last as not as long as possible, if you will. And, you know, on the other side, the Team USA is just out there and they're doing their thing, and they don't really necessarily realize they're humiliating you at the time, but they're definitely...
They do. They're dancing. They know what's up.
All right. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
I ain't gonna take it anymore, and I'll tell you why. The thing it doesn't show.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. We do like thoughts. We do like opinions. They're encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. like I said, the Olympics going on. And that's kind of what I like about this time of the year, to be honest with you, Jeff, is like you can turn on the TV now at any time throughout the day and you're going to find some sort of action going on. Some of it recorded, some of it not recorded. But at the end of the day, we need something to kind of get us going toward what is to come, which is football, because we're kind of in that spot where things are a little bit slow and there's not a lot happening in the sports world. But then you have the Olympics to kind of ease that pain, if you will.
For sure. The Olympics are everything that is sport. And there's a reason that we only do it every 4 years, because we have to keep it special. We don't watch the national championships. We don't watch the world championships. You got to put those five different colored rings out there and you got to invite everybody to make it a big deal, at least in the landscape of the American sports fan.
No, I agree 100%. How do you think the outcome of everything happens here? Like, what I mean by that is, do you think things go unscathed? Do you think there's no problems? Do you think people don't get sick? Just anything that could happen bad, do you think that there is or a chance that anything could actually go down there?
I think that there's always a chance, but, you know, to quote my wife, since the Cavs won, the glass has always been half full. And, you know, you look back at, and I don't want to cross too far over into politics with this conversation, but politics are kind of an underlying tone of the Olympic Games in general. You know, we had problems in Atlanta. Obviously, there were major issues in Munich in 72.
Yeah.
We thought that we being, you know, people interested in Cleveland, perhaps just the entire United States, thought that problems at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland were inevitable. Nothing more than minor went down. I think that that was miraculous in and of itself. You know, but that's the behavior of people. When you talk about the Zika virus, which, you know, I mean, the Zika virus exists in the United States as well. It's just more rampant. You know, you talk about the fecal matter in the water that these, you know, that these kayak events, these rowing events are going to go through. So, I mean, I think that there's going to be issues, but I think that the bark of the scare was bigger than its actual bite. And I'm going to keep the glass half full, and I'm going to say that we have a clean Olympiad, and we're going to say goodbye to a great 3 weeks of sports here in a couple weeks at the closing ceremonies.
Yeah, I'm just hopeful that there's no problems. I hope everything goes smoothly, and you know what, these athletes can go out there and showcase their talents. I mean, that's ultimately what it's all about, is getting an opportunity to showcase your talent, maybe make a name for yourself. And speaking of that, I mean, I want to see Phelps just rake in one more time. I don't know about you, but I want to see him go out there and do what we've seen him do for like forever. When you think about it, I think this is his fifth Olympic Games. Remarkable in its own sense, in its own right. But truly, this guy, to me, he's what the Olympics are all about. And I want to see one more run for this guy, and just one of those incredible runs by Phelps too, to be honest with you. And to me, the greatest swimmer of all time is Michael Phelps.
And we got to see it. You know, we got
several times we got to see it.
And what a time to be alive. You know, if you did a Mount Rushmore of sports, I mean, I think that you end up with Tiger Woods in some capacity. You know, I'm sure that you look at Serena Williams, you look at Roger Federer. The team sports are a little bit more difficult, but if you did one for just the individual sports,
I mean, I'd say you put the Patriots in there, obviously, when you're talking about teams. You'd maybe the Spurs you put in there. You know, as far as teams go, though, those are two that come to my mind as to teams that are always right there with an opportunity to win a championship.
Yeah, and you know, that doesn't just have to be modern. You could go back to the 27 Yankees, but if you're putting faces, I'm only going to talk about individuals. I'm going to talk about boxers. I'm going to talk about tennis players. I'm going to talk about, swimmers, obviously, track and field athletes. You know, Jesse Owens is such a cult hero because of what he did in the face of the fascist Adolf Hitler. Michael Phelps doesn't have those political undertones like the hockey team had in 1980 at Lake Placid with everything going on with the Cold War. You know, they knock off the Russians in the medal round in the semifinal game, which was probably the biggest non-championship game in sports history, probably going back to the beginning of time. But to bring it back to Michael Phelps, the way that he's dominated, the way that he has, like Tiger, dismissed rival after rival. He's got a better personality than Ryan Lochte. So, when you look at the American swimmers, the list is pretty short. And I think that Michael Phelps is the only name that's on it, at least in the last 20 years or so.
Yeah, no, the dude is fantastic. And, I did swim at a decent level back in the day. And I'll tell you what, I really can appreciate how these people just glide through that water. And they literally are just taking that water by storm. I mean, it's unbelievable with the force and the drive that they have. And literally these people are like fish, man. I don't know if you happened to catch the 200 IM the other night. I'm sorry, the 400 IM the other night in the women's. This girl just shattered it. The gal from Hungary, she absolutely shattered the world record, the Olympic record. She wound up, doing it by about a little bit over 2 seconds. But for a moment, she was ahead of that line by 5 or 6 seconds. And I mean, I don't know if you know anything about swimming, but that's a remarkable amount of time. When we talk about swimming, you talk about tenths of a second. She beat it by over 2 seconds. I mean, it's pretty remarkable that she was that far ahead of the pace.
The amount of work that you have to put in to be great at this sport. A lot of people can be good with good technique and physical strength and good physical acumen. But the very specific things that you need to do, I mean, you work on your turns, and I'm not going to try to paint myself as this accomplished swimmer by any stretch of the imagination. I swam competitively right up until high school. And then I tended to focus on football and baseball. But, in my community where you can't wake up and jump in the pool in your backyard, the community I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, there were only a few competitive swimming pools that you could swim in year round. And what kids from the suburbs had to do was wake up at 4 a.m. and go downtown to the Cleveland State University pool. And they'd put in that work before, hours before school began. And that's when that's when I kind of let it go because I wasn't willing to put in the work. And that transcends all of sports and all of life. You have to be able to, you have to be willing to put in the work if you're going to be anything more than ordinary, even extraordinary. I have a friend that went to high school with Brandon Knight down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And he said that the amount of work that Brandon Knight put in made everybody realize why they can't be elite at whatever they're trying to do because they just don't have that work ethic. And these kids give up their lives to get in the pool and compete for their country. And I think it's a great thing, whether it's the United States or Hungary or wherever else.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, the bottom line is, there's kids that open up the school books, and those people are tremendous at what they do. And then there's people that want to just go play basketball all day long, so they go to the park. And there's guys that want to swim all day long, so they go find an indoor pool like myself back in the day, which you're talking about, which is we had to go do a lot of this training indoors because obviously the weather didn't permit for us to train outdoors very much. Living in the Midwest, myself growing up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin when I was a kid. So I can relate to that type of stuff that you're talking about. It wasn't as easy as it is maybe for a lot of these people on the West Coast to get out there and practice in pools and be able to do it on the outdoor level. And they can do it, 365 days a year on the outdoor level. But ultimately, man, you're right. It's about sacrifice. It's about being committed. It's about having nothing else really on your mind besides being the best at what you can do and whatever skill you have, whether it's putting a ball in a basketball hoop or swimming through water or shooting a rifle. As you noticed the other day, we got our first gold medal in, I believe, the 10-millimeter air rifle shooting. So you know what? You just go out there and you work hard and dreams can happen, man.
Young people do great things. This was a 19-year-old girl from West Virginia, and this was a state that doesn't catch a lot of praise, but you have an 18-year-old college freshman that wins a Congress seat from West Virginia. She's a student at WVU, and now you have an Olympic gold medalist. What a great time.
Unbelievable story, and I think that that's really some of the greatest things that come from this too, is all the great stories. We learn so much about these Olympic athletes, not only the Americans, but as much as we can about everybody else, because they have so many great stories. And I think that that's also kind of the cool stuff, is a lot of the stories and things that they have with Tom Brokaw and all these other reporters. But anyways, gotta take another quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
If for some reason you find yourself without air conditioning, you can still find some cool relief with a simple fan. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll tell you how to add a chill to the air at only pennies on the dollar right after this.
There are things that a door or window screen will always do. Keep the bugs out, let the fresh air in, fit with your home in style. But they'll also be there all the time, even when you don't want them. So what if it doesn't always have to be that way? Retractable screens by Phantom disappear completely out of sight when not in use and pull into place only when you need them. Don't let your screens get in your way. Experience screens that disappear. Experience Phantom screens.
Whether your AC is on the blink or perhaps you just don't have central air in your home, I've got a simple idea that gives you that cool blast without costing a lot of cold cash. A simple box fan or an oscillating fan that can be set to stay in one position is the first thing you'll need. Next, find a large bowl and fill it with ice. Place this bowl in front of the blowing fan and you've got yourself a homemade air conditioner. As the warm air blows over the ice, it cools it down considerably and you get the benefit. But of course, if you use this over several hours, be prepared to add a little more ice as needed. While this won't work to cool down an entire room or an entire house, it's perfect for individual comfort or small spaces. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
I've always had the dream my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. Lots going on in the sports world, in case you didn't know. The games have begun in Rio. Got about 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks of entertainment all around the clock, if you will. You can catch that stuff at 2 in the morning. You can catch that stuff at 8 in the morning. You can catch that stuff at, like, midnight. It's all around the clock. You will be able to check it out. It's kind of like watching the Australian Open when it comes to tennis, Jeff, because that's on in the middle of the night for us. This is on all day long, all throughout the night, all through the morning. You definitely will be able to catch the Olympics at any moment, anytime, over the next couple few weeks. So watch as much as you can. Check it out. Watch the stories. We'll definitely be bringing them to you over the next couple of weeks as to what we see and we find interesting. But always I'm open to hear from people about what they find. Hey, Jeff, I want to ask you, I want to kind of shift gears. We're going to kind of go around the world of sports as we always do. But did you happen to catch any of the Hall of Fame induction?
I did catch Orlando Pace. I wish I would have caught Favre. Marvin Harrison, I don't know that I need to hear from him as much, especially given the character that I believe him to be. But, you know, football kind of sneaks up on you. You know, we're in early August. You know, I'm in the grocery store last night. You know, I don't know how relevant this is, but I'm back in college football. I'm going to take a writing gig with the campus press box. So I was looking for, like, the Lindy's and the Streets and Smith's college football previews, and I realized the calendar's already turned to August. College football preview magazines are already sold out. They're off the newsstands, and we're looking at NFL fantasy football. We've got a game in Canton, Ohio this weekend, so it's upon us. It seems like the longest wait ever. Especially, you know, it was a little easier this year because I had a basketball team that I was extremely interested in, and they did win the NBA Finals. But waiting for football season, no matter how good or bad your team is, the NFL just creates such a entertaining product.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, and that's the one thing that they do so right is, you know, they give you 4 or 5 months of action, and then you got to wait for it for 4 or 5 months. I mean, they really do a tremendous job of keeping the intrigue, the excitement, and people very interested in watching NFL football. So as far as the what they do and how they go about it and how they've branded it, it's phenomenal. I think it's the best. I mean, I don't know anybody. I don't get as excited for the opening night of NBA basketball or the opening. I'm not a huge guy for opening day of baseball, but when it comes to football, I mean, I'm all about it, man. And I can't get enough. So to me, I totally hear what you're saying. I think when it comes to sports and how it's all worked out, I think the NFL is the cream of the crop, and they do things the best, and that's why there's so much interest, and that's why you have people just dying for every single Sunday to come around. And college football is close in that sense because, you know, you if you have a like you're talking, if you have a team that's really good, then you got a shot at a national title, and that makes it pretty interesting for you for that team from day one. But the NFL is different. I mean, it's just I don't think your team has to be that great for you to look forward to watching NFL football for some reason.
Oh, not at all. Well, just look at the neutral site games. Look at, you know, when MLB goes over to Tokyo, you know, the Diamondbacks went down to Australia a couple of years ago. We had that game at Fort Bragg, which, you know, to be fair, a lot of people did tune in for the novelty of that. But nobody's waking up at 6:30 in the morning to watch Major League Baseball. You and I probably wake up for at least one or two, if not all, of the London games that start at 6:30 a.m. for us out west here in Arizona versus 9:30 a.m. in the east, which is early to them when they're not used to anything on the sports calendar before noon. And the way that people tune in for Major League Baseball, hockey's got to play outside to get that kind of interest, whereas you could just put the Jets and the Dolphins at Wembley Stadium and an entire country an ocean away from us will gather to watch those games, and we'll tune in the United States because we have the novelty of being able to watch such a great sport so early in the morning.
No, I agree. And part of it is we have a commitment. So we're going to be up anyway. So I might as well get up a little bit earlier and be a little bit more educated on what I'm trying to talk about throughout the day anyway. But I hear what you're saying, and I get it. And I think as you know, people here that live here, we all can appreciate the fact that we do get so much football.
Hey, let me ask you something while we're on the topic of football and living in Arizona. You know, we've both lived here a long time, myself 15 years, you a little bit longer from what I recall.
Yeah.
The fact that the Arizona Cardinals are a relevant football team and have been for a couple of years, really going back to when they moved to the new stadium and they weren't playing in a college stadium anymore, it's really nice to see all of the locals. And granted, a lot of people here are not from here, so they have other teams, other rooting interests. But the NFL keeps itself in the news cycle because the Cardinals are so relevant, and it's good to see that the locals join in on the fun that people from other parts of the country have been having for years because they have a team that's worth talking about and worth tuning in for.
Yeah. I mean, look, at the end of the day, man, it's all about winning. We know that. But truth be told, you stick with a team long enough, they're going to turn it around. Even your Cleveland Browns, man, they're going to turn it around. It's just, it's the way it works. You just got to stick with it. You got to believe in it. You got to appreciate it, even when it's terrible. I mean, trust me, man, before Favre and before Aaron Rodgers, man, there were so many dark days being a Green Bay Packer fan. But you know what? For some reason, I still got fired up to watch Lynn Dickey and all these other guys go out there and try to be the best that they could be, but it just didn't work out. And you know what? I always felt that one day I was going to be watching a team that was going to do something really special. And then, you know, now I've had two of the greatest quarterbacks probably to ever play the game when everything is said and done. And I'll be honest, man, I feel a little bit like we have underachieved and we should have had better. Maybe we should be the New England Patriots of today instead of the New England Patriots being that team that always gets to the Super Bowl and wins the Super Bowl year after year. So as great as, you know, it can be to have a team that's a winner, Jeff, like the Green Bay Packers, with that winning, there's also a lot of pain because I know in my heart and my mind that the Green Bay Packers have been better than what they've shown, and they've had some really, really weird things happen on the football field that has probably taken them away from a few more championships and titles.
Yeah, it's that extra effort. It's making that sacrifice. It's knowing the fundamentals of what your role is on the hands team when the other team is onside kicking. You've got to put that work in, and that little bit of extra work that, you know, if you get to the weight room, it's 6:35 instead of 6:30. Maybe you blow it off, and maybe if you just do it one day and get your whole regimen in, it's not a big deal. But when you start cutting corners a little bit more, and I'm not accusing guys like Hank Basket and James Bostic, you know, for their little gaffes on onside kicks of not having that work ethic, but maybe there is a mental aspect into being perfect and doing the right thing every time. And that's what it takes to get across the finish line. And the Green Bay Packers have come up just short. Now let me ask you something to kind of broaden the conversation here about teams that are disappointed given the personnel and given the coaching that they've had over the years. If you're a Denver Broncos fan, the fact that you only have three, and John Elway was drafted into the league, acquired by Denver around 83, 84, and you only have the three titles to show for, given all the years of John Elway and in the end Peyton, you know, and more recently Peyton Manning. Are you disappointed as a Broncos fan in the same context that you are as a Green Bay Packers fan because you've done some but not really enough to match what you know the sum of your parts?
Look, man, I guess we can, you know, when we're talking about greatness, which is really what we're doing, we're talking about teams that have been special, even though they haven't achieved that ultimate satisfaction or that ultimate goal. It's tough to say, but yeah, I would think that there's probably Denver Bronco fans that feel similar to the way that I feel about the unfinished business that the Green Bay Packers have had several times throughout the past 20 years or so. And with that being said, I think it also makes you appreciate how difficult it really is to get to that point and that pinnacle and be the best at what you're doing out there. I mean, so there's some disappointment, but there's also that knowing, hey, we're always talked about. We're always one of those teams that everybody says they could win the championship. And there's a lot to be said for that too, Jeff, to be in the teams that are always fighting for a championship, and you know that they're going to be good, and it's just one little thing here or there that could make a difference. And that's truly how the Green Bay Packers have been for like the last 25 years. But again, I just feel a little bit like we've let a couple slip by and they should have a couple more. But ultimately, man, it's just a real pleasure to watch the game every single Sunday, knowing that my team is one of those front runners each and every year.
You know, Buffalo Bills fans have to be throwing their middle finger up in the air at this conversation. It's like Nelly said in the song Air Force Ones, you know, you may not have three or four, but you got one, man. And, you know, once you get that one, and, you know, I feel like a snob in some ways talking about it with Cleveland, how we could look at Buffalo and say, man, you guys will get yours one day like everybody, you know, told us. And, you know, it's not complete because the Browns are still terrible. The Indians still haven't won since 1948. And ladies and gentlemen, I think that the expectation is that LeBron James gets at least one more for the Cavaliers before he hangs them up.
Look, and with that being said, man, I'll tell you what, if they can somehow, like, win a back-to-back, you know, with what the Warriors have done, look, we all know the Warriors are a clear-cut favorite for winning the championship. But let's just say they have that failure. Let's just say it doesn't work out with them and Kevin Durant coming in there and, you know, LeBron somehow gets his team back to the finals. Let's say they're going up against each other. I'll tell you what, man, that puts LeBron James in his own company, if you ask me. So I think that LeBron James is welcoming that opportunity this year to go up against Clay, Steph, KD, Dre, four of like the top 25 players in the league today. And I would absolutely love to see how he could respond and potentially win a championship and really, really, like you said about the middle fingers of the Bills guys. Well, I'll tell you what, man, he could really put a lot of people in the right place and have a lot of people shut up if he can win a championship against the likes of that talent. So, anyways, I know we're up against it. We got one final segment. I'll let you address this on the other side, Jeff. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, hanging out with Jeff Rich as I do each and every week. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
What the hell's going on out here?
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. I think we know what the heck's going on out here, man. We're watching the USA dominating basketball. Only up about 46 on Senegal, the Team USA women's team. Looks to me like they're going to outdo the Americans from the other day, to be honest with you, as they won by 57, if I'm not mistaken, over China. I mean, look, it's, again, we talk about it. It's just about going out there and competing and having fun, and you don't want to get humiliated, but the talent level is just so different when you're talking about teams like this. It's just way, way different. And speaking of that, what'd you think of that last thought I had about LeBron James, Jeff, with the potential for him to put himself in a category all on his own if he could go and win back-to-back championships this coming season here?
Well, winning alone makes you very good. Beating the best makes you great. And every great champion has a great adversary. And I think that was one of the things when you look back at Michael Six. Is did you really respect the Utah Jazz as that type of champion? Did you really respect the Seattle Supersonic as a team that you had to overcome for a championship? And if LeBron does it year in and year out and beats this Golden State Super team at least once and maybe multiple times, I think that's an accomplishment in its own right, even if he only gets to five or only ties Jordan at six. And, you know, to be honest with you, we don't need that conversation. They were both great.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, it's. I'm just saying, you know, when you have the deck that's stacked and you have guys that are, you know, four of the top 25 players, you're not going to duplicate that on the other side of the floor. And again, he's not going to win on his own. It's going to take some help from these other guys. We all know that. But truth be told, it would just make a lot of people realize his greatness and that just want to hate, if you ask me. And he's the ultimate basketball player, if you ask me. He does everything out on the floor. He makes everybody else better, including himself. So, anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.